The opinions expressed here are those of the individual participants. Curry Coast Community Radio takes no position on issues discussed in this program. The information provided is not intended to substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your personal physician or other qualified healthcare professional before changing your healthcare treatment, diet, or lifestyle.
Hello and welcome! So glad to have you here. It is so great to be with you here on the Ocean Mist Power Hour. I'm your hostess, Misty Young, with my co-host, Sherry Carey-Baum.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're going to talk about the thing we always talk about, which is nutrition. Whole food, plant-based nutrition, nonetheless. We are coming to you from Brookings Harbor, Oregon, the gateway of the great Pacific Northwest. This is about as far west as you can get in the continental U.S. It is truly the home of daffodils in December, flowers all year round, and really and truly the nicest people you'll ever meet. A bunch of those people happen to be on the team right here at KCIW. In the studio, whether they're producers, they're sound engineers, they are recording technicians, all those folks behind the scenes, some of them on the board of directors, some of them volunteers out in the community, nice. Some of them raising money, some of them are great supporters right here on KCIW. So thank you for all of those folks to make this little radio station that could, that did, that is the station that brings you the Ocean Mist Power Hour. Again, where the mountains and the old growth redwoods meet the sea, Harbor and Brookings is home to me, and I am so glad to be here today with Sherry Carey-Baum. Hi, Sherry, how are you?
Good morning, I am great. It's a beautiful day today, sunny and warm.
Absolutely.
Lovely.
Fantastic, it's fabulously beautiful, and I really appreciate that we get to live in a place of such glory and such just gorgeousness, you know, the birds are coming back. It's almost spring.
So almost.
I know. The daffodils. I say that it's the home of daffodils in December, and they have been blooming since Christmas
Eve. They're blooming
Eve.
At my house, finally.
They're blooming at your house.
Finally.
Right. Well, down by the oceanfront, they have been blooming since Christmas time, which is amazing. You know, I'd like to start today with just a little tiny bit of discussion about self-care, because I think self-care is so important to me. The top issue in self-care is healthcare.
Absolutely.
Right. I mean, if you don't have health care, what do you have? And this is what I want to give you permission to do. You are allowed to make a big deal about things that are important to you.
You are. And unfortunately, we're trained as women to not. Everybody else's concerns come first.
Right.
And I have to tell you, when I had young kids, I was actually single mom back then. I realized that by not taking care of me, I wasn't being the best mom I could.
Yes.
And that's a harsh reality to suddenly learn that, you know, if I got more sleep, I would be less impatient. If I got to exercise, I would be less cranky.
Right.
I'd have more energy, all of those things. And I think that as women, we forget that. We just keep plugging along, forcing our routine and our family's routine and doing everything we have to do for everybody but ourselves. And we're not doing a service to our family by being superheroes.
We are not doing a service. You're right. And you can't pour from an empty pitcher.
Nope. There's nothing left.
There's nothing left to give. So if we're not giving to ourselves first, and, you know, if in fact it's true that you're allowed to make a big deal about the things that are important to you, I'll tell you why I'm so strung out on nutrition. Because I realize how important it is.
Oh, it's huge.
It's
huge for everything, from your energy to your health to your mental health, your mobility. All of those things matter. Your sleep, everything centers around nutrition, because nutrition is what heals your body.
Exactly. And I think, you know, I'm not sure that most people really have a good sense of what nutrition actually is. And I'd like to read a definition of what nutrition is. I'm studying right now, as you know, I'm studying in an applied nutrition course at the Oregon State University. And I just want to tell you what the definition, according to science, it says, the science of nutrition studies digestion, transport, and metabolism of foods, as well as the physiological properties of compounds found in foods. But it doesn't stop there. The study of how food nourishes our body must also include not just physical, but cultural, social, and economic factors, as well as the technology used to produce and process our food.
It's amazing.
It is. And then you go further in that. That's really not the definition of nutrition as much as it is the kind of the overall, the bigger picture of why it's important to study nutrition, or why it's important that nutrition is such a big factor in our lives, because everything is foundational to it.
Absolutely. Everything that functions in your body relies on good nutrition to keep running.
It does. And what I'm learning, and this is crazy because we've talked so many times about this. I mean, it seems like this is what we always talk about, which I love. And I've studied and I have all these certifications, but this particular class is opening something really new in me. And again, it's just so weird. I've studied these things. I have this background. I've really gotten into it and learned over the last several years, but this is so detailed. I feel like, as weird as this sounds, that the nutrition information is now entering my cellular level, my cellular
there
being.
You go. And you know what? That makes perfect sense because you have been studying, like I have, years.
Yes.
I mean, since China Standard came out back in, goodness, I don't even know, 15 years ago, 16 years ago. We've been reading and digesting and everything else. And the more you expose yourself, just like food, the more knowledge you expose yourself that's healthy and good, then you start to own it. It starts to make sense.
Yes.
And I do have to admit, the Oregon State University course really has broken it down nicely.
Yes, yes.
They break it down into chunks so that you really can get the message without a whole lot of extra words that you're going, what even is that word?
What even is it? What does that mean? Well, here's a good example. You know, everybody, I'm just sort of putting air quotes around everybody, we all know that, well, you got to have your nutrients, right? Everybody would say that. You ask somebody, could you eat better? And 9 out of 10 people will say, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I could eat better. And then if you followed on the next question, which would be, how could you eat better? Oh, I could eat more fruits and vegetables. And if you followed the next logical question, why would that make a difference? Then people are going to say things like, well, I'm going to get my vitamins and minerals, right? Like, we know that.
Right.
But do people know what those things are and how they work?
You know what? I don't think they know what they are. And I think that we've been fed a lot of information about one a day and all those supplements. I mean, the amount of money that's spent on supplements is just ghastly. And most of them haven't been tested for purity and efficiency or efficacy.
Efficacy, yeah. Right.
That word?
That word. Yeah, that one.
But they haven't been tested. And what we're learning in science and in healthcare is you can't isolate one vitamin, take it in a pill, and expect it to function for health purposes in your body. It comes as a package. Vitamin C is so much better for you in a fresh orange with all that fiber, all those other nutrients that go along with it, all those other B vitamins. They all work hand in hand.
It's a synergistic approach.
Absolutely. So if you think about it, it would be like, I hate the DMV. Sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You can hate the DMV.
I like Brookings DMV.
Our DMV is cool
up
here.
Oh, it is.
It's
perfect.
So neat.
So don't take it personally.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I love our DMV.
Yeah.
But if you've ever been in Southern California and had to go to the DMV,
it's a
6-8 hour adventure.
It really is. It's a whole take the day off work because you're going to be there.
Right.
Yeah.
And you'll go from one spot to another spot, wait, go to another spot, wait.
Right.
Well, what do you think we're doing with our nutrients? So one day you take vitamin C, maybe you take another vitamin, but it's not like taking care of your body all in one. So do you want to go to the DMV? Or do you want to go to a health spa and get a facial and a massage?
And sit in the sauna and have a detox and, sweat it
so
out.
I know it doesn't make sense. As I'm saying it, I'm like, oh my gosh, what did you just say, Sherry? But it does make sense in my brain because I don't want you getting one vitamin and then moving over and getting another vitamin, another vitamin. I want you to get all your nutrients in the same package so that they can work cohesively together and heal your body.
Right.
Or run your body, not even heal your body.
Right.
We want you to run your body healthily.
And when it comes right down to it, if you were to take the components of an apple apart, individually, each of the components, right? There's sugars.
Right.
There's fiber.
Yeah.
There's nutrients. There's stuff in the skin that helps you. Right. There's flavonoids. I mean, there's all these compounds and components in apples that individually aren't as strong as they are when they come together. In fact, I just had an apple on the way over.
Woohoo!
Yeah, it was a Kanzi apple, which I've never heard of
Kanzi.
I hadn't either, and I was hesitant because I'm kind of strung out on Honeycrisp apples.
No, they're yummy. Or Pink Lady.
Oh, God. Or Galas. Those are all super good. But I was at the market the other day and they had a good deal on apples that just looked amazing. They were super bright, which of course the more colorful, the better, right? Higher in antioxidants. And this apple, my mouth is literally, I'm sitting here talking to you and my mouth is starting to water over this apple. The point is the combined nutrients in that apple are health supportive.
Absolutely.
And you know, part of what I really want to talk about today is it is time. It is time to get deadly serious about your health.
Absolutely. Right now, it's critical.
Right now. Let's talk about that. I mean, I want to talk about the coronavirus. I don't want to get into the whole gory details about the coronavirus. But before we go to coronavirus, Sherry, you're a nurse.
Yep.
You've been a practicing nurse. You've been a nurse practitioner. You've been a certified nurse midwife in the past. You have a degree in nursing, for God's sake. So you know this stuff. A couple of them. A few of them, right. So can you talk about what viruses are? Just big picture. I mean, you don't need to get into the gory, nitty-gritty, super detailed, unless you want to. But what are viruses and how do they affect the human body?
Well, viruses, as well as bacteria, get into our body and our system and just create havoc. I mean, they just start to cause disease. I mean, you get runny noses, you get all those things because that's your immune system trying to fight it. Okay. The coronavirus is so scary right now because it's multiplying rapidly. It wasn't identified as soon as it should have been. It's multiplying pretty rapidly. And we know that it's being transferred through the particulates, you know, like when you sneeze, when you cough, all of those little air droplets are containing that virus.
Yes.
The interesting thing about it is 1% of a seasonal flu, right, has a mortality rate or death rate, 1%, right around 1%.
Right around 1%, okay.
The coronavirus is a little bit higher. It's actually, there are two estimates, anywhere between 2% and 3.4%.
So that's not really a little bit higher. That's 100% higher.
It is. I know. I hate scaring people.
No, but I mean, we got to know that. We need to know that.
I know. But still, it's not as big as the media is telling us. I mean, if you watch any of the TV shows, you're thinking, holy crud, this is like 50% death rate. No, it's not. And who it's attacking are the people who are the most immune compromised.
Right.
So we're looking at the elderly. We're looking at the ill. And that's the ones that are definitely having issues with it. So it is different from the seasonal flu in that aspect. It's a little bit more contagious that they're finding. Some of the best measures you can do is nutrition, hand washing, all of those other things are what really are going to reduce your chance of getting it. And then being really cautious. If you're sick, don't leave your house. Stay in your house and curl up on the couch, read a book, watch TV, but don't go out there and push through your sickness to share it around. And we all know that we do that. In our
people,
when
do
I was
it.
In the hospital, you got a badge of honor even if you came in sick. It was like, oh, she's sick, but she's here.
She's here.
A good nurse.
Yeah.
We're so proud of her.
Oh my
and
gosh, it, right.
You know, I'd be like, no, don't go in sick. I don't want to get sick. I can't afford to get sick. But our society just really forces that we plug through. And I think this virus has really shaken us up to realize that's not good. We need to start realizing that we have to take care of ourselves. We have to have sick leave.
Yes.
We have to have health care to help the people so that they can get better sooner. And we have to be accountable for part of our health.
That's right. We have to have self-care, right? We have to come back to this idea that you are allowed to make a big deal about the things that are important to you.
Exactly.
Here's a big deal. This is a big deal. All over the media right now. So this is the first week in March, just so that you can, if you're listening to this later in time, just so you have a timestamp on this. First week in March, yesterday, Monday, the 9th of March, was the single biggest drop in the stock market in well over a decade. People are freaking out,
isn't that crazy that a virus, which is a, you know,
a natural phenomenon,
happens a lot, you know, we get it every single year, can affect
everything. Well,
just impacting our financials, the stores. I mean, go try to buy toilet paper, for heaven's sakes. That just
that
puzzles
just so
me
weird.
To no end.
Yeah, that is really
that
weird.
Costco's out of toilet paper.
That
Fred
is
Meyer's
so weird.
Low on toilet paper. It's
yeah.
like, what? This isn't a virus that causes gastrointestinal issues like, diarrhea.
Right, it doesn't cause that. It's all respiratory,
Right?
Yeah, respiratory,
and
nose,
the scary
throat.
Part about this one is it can be a mild case where you have congestion, kind of a dry cough, sneezy, runny nose. And remember, the runny nose and all that congestion is really trying to rid yourselves of the virus, get it out of there. But it's interesting that all the toilet paper is going away.
It is interesting. You know, I just have to ask this question. This is going to sound so gross. So just if you're listening, go with me, okay? When my kids were little and they would get sick, you know, grandma would always be like, well, let's give her some cough suppressant or whatever, which in my mind was just shoving the stuff that's supposed to be coming out back down. And I would instead take my girls into the bathroom and stand them over a toilet and say, cough and spit, cough and spit.
Oh, absolutely.
Do your best to cough and spit.
Is absolutely.
That right.
Get it out of there.
Get
out. That. Because your body's fighting it and it's got extra mucus. So you do want to get it out of there.
Well, you're building all that product in order to escort the virus out of your body, right?
Absolutely.
That's kind of the idea.
And part of the coronavirus, you know, how we're getting so ill and people are dying from it is because it's creating a pneumonia. And you get all that liquid in your lungs. And so mild is like a upper respiratory cold, you know. You got a runny nose, you got a dry, hacky cough, you feel bad, you might have a mild temperature, and you're kind of down. When it's in a moderate state, now we're getting into issues like pneumonia. We're getting fluid in the lungs. And if that doesn't get taken care of, unfortunately, when there's fluid in the lungs, you have less of a transfer of oxygen to the rest of the body. And when we can't transport that oxygen,
then just starts dying off, right?
We have organ failure.
Right.
Right.
Makes
the
sense.
Other organs aren't functioning as well
as
they should because they're not getting the oxygen that they need from the blood.
Oh my gosh.
And so you've got your lungs full of fluid and
not getting the oxygen.
Now, let's go back though, because I hate being a scaremongrel.
You're just being very factual.
No. But we're still going back to between 2 and 3.4%. Whereas, you know, the media's, everybody's going to get it. And it's going to be the new Spanish flu. Well, the interesting, and I don't know, I'll remind people of the Spanish flu. That was
1918 epidemic, right?
It was right before World War I. Mm-hmm. And part of the complication with the Spanish flu was not that it had a higher mortality rate than anything else. You know, any of the other seasonal flus. The problem was we were a nation that was really gearing up to go to war. And so we had barracks where these young men were being trained, but they were crammed into these barracks. So instead of like 50 people in a barracks, we had 300.
Wow.
And there wasn't enough heat. There wasn't enough good food for them, right? Because we're going to war. So everything's rationed and they were trying to get more and more provisions to keep them healthy. And then we're shipping them over to Europe, which it's in Europe too, right? And so we're just sharing it back and forth. So we're not actually able to. And sometimes viruses are tricky. They can mutate, you know? So you think you got it under control and then tweak, you know, it tweaks itself and it's harder to combat.
Right.
But I want to say for the Spanish flu, and I'll double check that before next week, I want to say it was only a 1 to maybe 2% mortality rate, but the number of people that got it, that's why it was so critical.
That's why it was so
critical. The volume of people that got it.
And the level of understanding, I think, at that point about communicable diseases is nowhere near what it is today, as was the media back then, right? I mean, there was just not this level of information that we have today. Where you can literally wake up at 2:14 a.m., pick up your phone and know exactly what's happening right now in India.
Yeah.
Or in Ethiopia or in New York City.
It's good because hopefully we can handle communicable diseases better. But as we see through the media, China's struggling, right? China was struggling. They didn't want to be the ones to first announce that they had this huge epidemic. So the information wasn't really sent out there yet until it turned to a much bigger problem. And then the news got out. And, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
It's, you know, China's a communist nation, right? They have control over things. And even some of the people that were there, like when it's Wuhan, the city that the virus was, Wuhan, thank you. The city where the virus was first detected. I watched a documentary on it. It's kind of crazy. They were actually chaining people in their apartments.
Wow.
Putting chains on the doors because they were trying to isolate them so that they could stop the infection rate.
Right.
So it Thank goodness we live in America. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Well, yeah. And but here's the thing that I really want to take a left turn here. If you're listening here, what I really want you to know is that you have more control than you think you do. You have far more control than you think you do. Everybody's kind of being told by the powers that be, use your hand sanitizer, wash your hands. You know, don't talk to people, wear a mask, whatever, right? Stay inside.
Well, I think they're saying don't wear a mask.
Don't wear a mask.
Because we're running out of masks.
We're running out of masks.
We need them for hospitals. So,
But they're telling you all these external things. Here's what I want to tell you. This is me, okay? This is just me. And I don't know, Sherry, I haven't asked you about this, but I'm just going to say it. You got to take care of your internal environment. Yeah. It's far more important that you are strong in your immunity. When we say it's time to be deadly serious about your health, I cannot stress that enough. If you are cramming animal products and high saturated fats and cholesterols and junk food down your gullet, you are setting yourself up for failure. You are setting yourself up for health that does not exist. You're not setting yourself up for health. You're setting yourself up for disease and disability and ultimately death. And so, this is, you know, this program talks about whole food plant-based nutrition. Why? Because listen to this. You know we're studying the Applied Nutrition Program. This is what I really want you to hear. This is absolutely amazing. It says vitamins contain carbon and regulate a variety of body functions. This is coming right out of a university textbook. Okay? Ready? Vitamins contain carbon and regulate a variety of body functions. They are essential for building body tissues, metabolizing macronutrients, and preventing deficiency diseases. An example would be vitamin C, which is important for wound healing, protecting the immune function, and synthesizing hormones. Come on. We have to know. This is another little short sentence. Vitamins and minerals act as catalysts in chemical reactions that run our anatomical machinery. Without them, our complicated system would begin to short out, eventually becoming dysfunctional. What part of that speaks to your cells? Hopefully every bit of it. If you are eating a whole food plant-based diet, you're giving yourself every opportunity to fight something like the coronavirus, like any virus. You are setting yourself up for health
and
for significance and for the opportunity to serve other people. But when you're not doing that, you're making that choice then to say, well, I'll take my chances. Are you taking your chances with hand sanitizer or are you using hand sanitizer? Are you taking your chances by washing your hands or are you washing your hands? Don't take chances by putting junk into your body that doesn't support your health. Man, that was a rant.
Woo-hoo.
Ooh, I have goosebumps down to my toes.
That was a good one. No, I like, I'm just like, whoa.
I'm so passionate about this. It just, I want people to be healthy.
You're because you care about people and you want them to be healthy. I find it interesting, though, that we'll go out and we'll buy out all the toilet paper and hand sanitizer.
Right.
But you look in the fresh produce aisle or you look in all the other, you know, the potatoes, the onions, the garlics, all those vegetables that heal us and
Brussels
have so
sprouts.
Many nutrients.
Yeah.
And that's not the issue, right? But we don't have any toilet paper.
Well, look in the carts. You know, you see the massive amount of toilet paper and it's being crushed out by Pepsi and Lay's potato chips and ice creams and junk and fats and big old chunks of meat and just gross stuff.
Ew. I always wonder what people, because I do. I'm one of those sneaky people that looks in people's carts.
Everybody looks in everybody else's carts.
Like,
we all do.
Was there a sale on chicken or what?
Or what, yeah.
But, and I always wonder what people say about my basket.
Right.
You know,
they're like,
she must be a health freak. No meat. But there's research that shows that food
is
the absolute most powerful tool we have to combat.
Food is the single most powerful tool we have to combat disease, right?
Absolutely. Right. And to boost our immune system.
And to boost
and
our immune system.
And if you're not really working hard at that, don't bother with the toilet paper.
Exactly. That's the whole point. Back to this section from the Applied Nutrition course that we're both taking at Oregon State University. You know, we talked about vitamins and how they protect immune function and synthesizing hormones. I didn't mention the part in here about minerals. Minerals do not contain carbon, right? They occur in non-living, and I'm reading straight out of our textbook here. They occur in non-living things such as rocks and soil. Animals and humans get most of these minerals by consuming plants grown in the soil and or animals who eat the plants grown in the soil. Ew, let's not do that. But this is the sentence that's critical, I think. Minerals are the bricks and mortar that strengthen the body's frame, like calcium.
Yep.
If we're not eating the foods that deliver vitamins and minerals, these essential critical nutrients. And now I know you're going to say, well, what about protein? We're going to go there.
Oh, Lordy.
Right? We're going to go there. We're going there. We're going there in just a second. But what I want you to be hearing is how important it is to you, what Nurse Sherry just said.
Yep.
That science has proven the single most effective factor you can do to protect your health is to eat well.
To eat whole food, plant-based. And the one thing that I find fascinating, and I don't think anybody's addressing it, it's kind of like the elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the animal products that we're eating, they're not getting their minerals from the dirt anymore. They have sterile feed,
They're being fed
corn, soybeans, some other things that I prefer not to mention. You know,
like animals, they're being fed euthanized animals.
So where are they getting the nutrients? And even we've talked about vitamin B12. If you do a whole food plant-based diet or a vegan diet, you have to have B12 supplements. Well, now we're finding that people who actually eat meat have to have a B12 supplement too, mainly because the animals aren't getting the B12 from the dirt. And that's where they get it. They get B12 from the soil, chew it up, turns into their muscles, and that's where meat eaters get it.
Ew.
Well,
I know. Ew, it's just so gross.
But
I mean,
if our animals are, you know, being fed sterile feed that's just put in a trough, they're not in the dirt, they're not doing any of that. Now, we do get some of the B12 from their gut when they're being processed in those cute little plastic packages and styrofoam thingies.
Ew, gross. I know you're being like, you're totally being sarcastic, and I totally get that.
Half and half, because I hate to scare people. I want you to come to this way of eating because you love yourself and you're excited about the changes. You're going to reduce disease. You're going to, you know, reduce medication use. You're going to increase your energy. You're going to have that shape that
you want.
You're going
to strengthen your immune system.
You're going to be more functional brain-wise. You will have less memory lapses, all of those things. That's why I want you to come here.
Yes.
The way that Misty and I eat.
Yes.
I don't want you to come because I'm scaring you. Because if you come because you embrace it and you love it, then it's your lifetime choice. You're going to do it forever. If you come because you're afraid, just like the keto diets, I'm afraid I'm gaining weight, or those liquid diets or any of the other diets, you're doing it out of fear. You're not doing it out of love for yourself, and you're not embracing a new lifestyle.
Exactly.
So that's why I try so hard to make it a little more gentle.
Yes. Well, gentle is not my middle name. And coming back to this idea
that
you're
good together.
You're allowed to make a big deal about the things that are important to you.
Yes.
I know that your health is important to you. What I don't believe for most people is that they understand the detriment that they're putting themselves in.
They don't.
Because we've all been fed a line of bull. And maybe we've been fed a line of cow, and we've been fed a line of chicken, and we've been fed a line of pork that says your body needs protein. And guess what? That line is absolutely true. Your body does need protein.
It does
not need it from animal sources.
No.
The saturated fats that come with those sources of protein are so detrimental to your body. Yeah. They're literally causing such massive inflammation in our bodies that it is setting off a chain reaction of events that leads from one thing to the next, ultimately to heart disease and ultimately to death, disability, you name it. Disease, it literally goes in this sequence. It goes from disease to disability to death.
It does.
It's a 3D progression. Look, your body does need protein. Your body uses protein to build new cells, to heal and maintain tissues, to make enzymes that help with digestion and cellular division. Look, I'm not telling you this off the top of my head. I am reading it out of a textbook. Your body uses protein to make neurotransmitters that send messages across nerve tissues and allow for muscle contraction.
Absolutely.
Your body uses protein to create new cells in nucleic acids. That's RNA and DNA. That's the stuff of your body,
right? It'll help to repair any damaged DNA, which is just amazing, right? Because we worry so much about aging and all of that. So all of those nutrients are what help to repair the DNA.
The DNA that's been broken by a broken diet. Right.
Well, and they say that 90 to 95% of illness is secondary to lifestyle choices.
Oh, so 90 to 95.
And that, you know, I mean, we're looking at nutrition, lack of exercise, smoking, drinking, all
lack
of those
of sleep,
things
lack of
combined,
connection, all those things
are the whole root cause of disease.
Wow. 90 to 95%, like every single person listening right now, every single person listening can say, I know someone who had cancer. I know someone who had or has diabetes, had a heart attack. Right.
Yeah.
And you can go through the whole list. Everyone knows someone or everyone who's sick. In fact, if you look around, everyone, it seems, is dealing with some kind of chronic condition.
Oh, especially if you're over 40 or 45.
Yes.
It's crazy that people will have so many complications at such an early age. I went out to lunch with my son and one of his friends about 10 years ago. And so they were in their 20s.
Yes.
And my son eats the way I do. So we're sitting there in a restaurant chomping on all these wonderful vegetables and I think and soup and everything. And the other two that were with us were talking. Now here they're under 30 and they're talking about high blood pressure.
Wow.
And they go, well, everybody has high blood pressure. And my
you
son
and your
and
son
I are
look at
each
other, you're like,
going,
no, not everybody.
I don't.
Right. Right.
But it's become such a norm that even people under 30 are thinking that blood pressure is just a progression of your health. That's crazy.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
It's just insanity. When I say we've been fed a line of cow, been fed a line of chickens, been fed a line of pork, yes, we need protein. Protein is important. It is key to the success, the continued success of our body. But protein in our bodies, the kind that we need, is the kind that's delivered in whole foods, in fruits, in vegetables, in whole grains, in nuts and seeds, to some degree in nuts and seeds, right?
No, it's in nuts and seeds.
In legumes.
Oh, especially chia and flax seeds have omega-3s for your brain. They have protein. It's interesting, too, that in our society, we're eating way too much protein. And Dr. Campbell proved that.
Yes.
I mean, he was using protein to increase the rate of tumor growth in animals.
Yes.
So really, the normal amount of protein shouldn't be much more than 10 to 20% of your calories.
Of
I mean, women
calories.
Should be getting about 40 to 50 at the most.
40
and that's
to 50
plant.
Grams of protein per day.
And that's plant protein.
Plant protein.
We're not talking animal protein.
I'm sorry, I'm so fired up.
Oh, goodness, no, it's good. It's good.
And I mean, it's one of those moments where I want to say, sorry, not sorry. I'm really not sorry to be fired up, you know? I want my whole purpose of saying all of these things is I am convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that if you want vibrant health in your body, if you want to serve your family, you want to serve your community, you want to serve your state, your nation, the world, that you have to start with your own body. You have to start in your own cells. And how do you nourish your cells? You don't get it by, you know, oh, I'm going to practice visualization. Now look, I am into visualization. I love it.
What, you have a board that says I'm going to have good health and I'm going to be a size 4 and I'm going to...
Yes.
Okay.
I'm down with vision boards. I am really totally
like
down with vision boards.
You have to have a plan.
You do. But a vision board without the big A word, without action, it's nothing.
Yeah, it's just
nothing.
A wish board.
It's just a wish board. Exactly. Yeah. So you got to back it up with action. Don't say, oh, I wish I was healthier, or, gee, I don't think I can do it, or you can do it.
And there's this wonderful app, the Chronometer.
Oh, Chronometer.
Chronometer.
Yeah, Chronometer. Just so you know, when you're trying to find it out there, it's Chronometer. It's a free app. Find it on the App Store. It's spelled C-R-O-N-O, Chrono, C-R-O-N-O, meter, M-E-T-E-R, Chronometer. Yes.
It's a wonderful app, and I just downloaded it because I'd heard a lot about it.
Yeah,
and I'm not
awesome.
Worried about protein, but everybody keeps asking me, and I thought, well, crud, I better at least look at how much protein I'm having in a day.
Yes.
It was amazing, and it wasn't just protein. It logs in how many other nutrients you're going to get. So the micronutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, the...
Everything,
fiber,
your carbs,
cholesterol,
your lipids, all of it.
Saturated fat, everything. So you log in the foods that you eat, and then it gives you a detailed analysis of what vitamins, what minerals you've taken in the day.
Yes.
And I have to tell you, people say, oh, you can't get complete protein. I got complete protein every
right.
single day I did it. I got all of the amino acids that I needed to repair and heal and keep my body healthy.
On a whole food, plant-based diet.
I yeah. didn't have to eat anything extra or add tofu or anything.
No.
My normal diet,
right.
which is very varied, had all of the nutrients and a lot of the vitamins, even more, you
yes.
know, the water-soluble ones
yes.
like C's and B's,
yes.
everything was amazing. It's a great program.
It is a really great program. And the reason I want to really highlight it, and Sherry, thank you so much for bringing it up. You know, it's neat when your medical professional can bring something up. I mean, you're my medical professional.
Oh, you know, I love that.
You're my nutrition nurse, and I appreciate that. And by the way, if you've just joined us here on the Ocean Mist Power Hour, thank you for being part of what we're talking about here. Thank you for being interested in your own health journey. Thank you for listening this far and for finishing strong with us, because we're going to talk now. We're going to finish up on this topic of the chronometer or chronometer, however you say it. I want to tell you,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to flash this screen by you, and then I'm going to read some stuff. But look at all of these greens. Look at all
oh,
that protein.
Isn't that nice?
That's yesterday, right? So I mean,
right. And you didn't eat anything special, right? You
no,
just had a
regular
normal diet.
The regular stuff that I normally eat. Let's tell
yeah, what I ate
yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, I ate a little too much. I tend to eat a little too much. And I'm learning, though. I'm learning. Every day
it's okay.
a journey. So I had the Ezekiel burger buns yesterday.
Oh, I love those.
I know, but
okay.
I had three of them. That was a lot. I also had an Ezekiel sprouted grain tortilla. I had pinto beans that I cooked from dried. I made my own pinto
Love
beans.
Pinto beans.
I had oat groats. I made a pinto bean and oat groat. Groats are like oats before they've been smashed down into oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
I should have brought some of those for
They're
you
like
today,
whole
darn
grain.
It. It's whole grain
well,
oats.
I mean, oatmeal's whole grain too, but it's just not as crushed.
Yeah. I had cashew red bell pepper dressing on a giant salad. I had 6 cups of salad. This was awesome. Last night when I was putting this information in, I was laughing to Gary because the salad had romaine, iceberg, red bells, yellow bells, broccoli, carrots, and red cabbage and green onions in it.
Ooh, that's
right.
lovely. Look at all those vitamins.
Oh, all the vitamins,
oh my golly.
All the colors. It was a 6 cups of salad. I mean, it was
you
a
measured
giant
it.
Thing. Yeah.
I love it.
But check this out. Calories, 47.9 calories in that salad.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
People don't realize that you can actually be satiated. You can actually feel full on a whole food plant-based diet. You won't feel
oh,
bloated. You won't
no,
feel fatigued.
Oh, gosh. No, you feel
but you
great.
Can feel full. And it's partly due to you're allowed a large volume of food.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, 6 cups, holy moly, that's a lot.
It was a lot. It was a giant salad.
Sorry, but that's a big salad.
It was a big salad, yeah.
So you've got 6 cups of salad, and I know you don't use oil
nope.
in your salad dressing,
nope.
so it's again.
Not since
just
last Tuesday.
So think about all those nutrients.
Yes.
And they're high fiber. So that's two things. They're high water. Salad is high water.
Yes.
And it's high fiber.
Yes.
So the reason I'm bringing those 2 points up is it fills you up.
Right.
Right?
Right.
It fills you up. You're satiated. You have to chew. It takes
oh, man, I chewed
20
for
minutes.
A long time.
It
yeah.
takes 20 minutes for that signal that your stomach is full
yes.
to hit your brain and say, I'm done.
Yes.
So when we eat really fast, which, you know, as a nurse, I mean, I can out eat anybody in a record time. I'm just so fast. And my excuse has always been,
I got to get back to my patients.
I got to get back. It, you know,
yes.
I got to go to the OR. I may not get to eat the rest of the day.
Right.
I have to eat. And so we just learned how to shovel it in. But it does take 20 minutes for the signal from your stomach to your brain to
the
say
stretch receptors
full.
To say mm-hmm. you're done. Yes.
And so when you're eating high water, high fiber, high volume, you are one happy eater.
Right. I want to say I'm never hungry. That's not true. I'm always hungry. I'm always hungry. Because I love eating. I mean,
right.
I just do. And I'm not really always hungry. I'm always interested. Let's
exactly.
say that. I'm always
Me
interested
too.
In food. But
Me
when
too.
I do sit down and I eat this kind of food, which I've been eating this way for, really, I've been eating vegan, as you know, for almost 10 years. But whole food, plant-based, probably just since when was that? Like December, maybe mm-hmm. January? Truly, truly.
Right.
And really,
it's a process.
Really getting down to the true, true whole food plant-based,
right.
not till last Tuesday. Why? Because You said something to me and I was like, oh man.
Oh, I gotta be nice.
No, I need you to do this for me because I need you to do this for everybody who's tuning in. They need to hear this. I talked about this giant salad that I had last week, right?
Sounds amazing.
It was so good. And it's very similar to the salad I had yesterday, which I'm not even done telling you everything I ate yesterday. In fact, I'm going to finish that. And then I'm going to tell you about what you said that was so amazing. I made a lentil soup yesterday, green lentils,
so good.
Carrots, celery.
Lentils are amazing for you. They're wonderful high protein.
High protein,
they fill you up. High
satisfaction factor, yes.
And then again, soup is a high water volume.
Yes.
And I'm saying that because water in your food fills you up.
Yes.
Now, I want everybody to drink 32 ounces of water.
Yes.
But water that you drink out of a cup, it'll make you feel full for a little bit, but your brain can't be tricked. It can't be. But if you have high water volume food, it can be tricked because the water is actually in the fibers. It's actually in that food, so it keeps you full longer.
Right.
So the difference is drinking a glass of water isn't going to trigger your brain that you're full. Eating six cups of salad with all that crunchy fiber and water in it is really going to be sending messages that you're full.
So when you drink water, your body, I mean, have you ever had the experience of you're hot? It's really hot. It's hot outside. And you drink some ice water and like you can literally feel it go in your body and just boosh right down, right?
You feel it. And that's the whole point of it. That's what Dr. Greger was talking about in his diet book, the new How Not to Diet book.
Yes.
It's not a diet book. It's How Not to Diet.
Yeah.
And that's what he's talking about is that when the water is in the food, your body reacts to it differently. So soup, salads, all those things really do fill you up on a very low calorie level.
And when you eat a soup, a salad, I mean, when I think about a red bell pepper and literally just taking a red bell pepper, cutting it up and eating it.
Oh my gosh, it's heaven.
Oh, it's so heavenly.
The and beautiful.
Water, and beautiful. The water that comes with it is nutrient waters. I mean, when you think about, oh, I'm going to go to the market and get a vitamin water. No.
Don't do
go
that.
Go to the market and buy a red bell pepper. Yep. That's vitamin water.
Right. And have a glass of water if you're thirsty.
Right. Have a glass of water if you're thirsty. Yeah. But really, I think the vast majority of water that I drink now comes from fruits and vegetables.
It does. But I still want you to drink 32 ounces.
Okay. I'm on board with
tea,
that.
Coffee. That all counts in your 32 ounces.
I'm on board with that.
Unfortunately, if there's a high caffeine, you're going to excrete it more, pee it out.
Do you still drink coffee?
Yeah, about one a day.
Okay, that makes me feel good because
I love coffee. Are you kidding?
I can't. I just can't. I cannot let coffee go. I won't let coffee go.
And you know, studies are showing coffee's not bad for you.
Well, it's made from beans.
Yeah.
So I'm going on that.
Well, and green tea is one of the best immune boosters we've got. So, you know, just be kind to yourself.
Yesterday's menu wraps up with raw cashews and white boiled beans because I made my own butter yesterday. So, you know, old habits die hard. And I'm saying that to you, our listener, because, look, you've been used to eating high-fat animal products. They taste good. Come on. Who doesn't love a good steak? Who doesn't love the taste of pepperoni? I don't know. Name it. Some things are, you know, some things die hard, right? But when you look at it and you think about, I used to really love toast with butter. I've always loved sauces. I love sauce. I love cream. I love gravy. I love all those things. I've had to learn to make those things differently so that I could have health supportive choices. So when somebody goes, do you want dry toast? I'm like, oh God, I hate dry toast. I don't want dry toast.
I put avocado on mine.
Ooh, I want avocado too.
And I love avocado
toast. Yes. Yes.
But that's your bean butter.
Exactly.
Basically, it's a
I made
spread.
A bean butter. That's exactly what I did.
Absolutely.
I made a garlic butter out of beans and cashews. So the point of me telling you all of this was I want you to know what I ate yesterday. I was super full all day yesterday.
I
was so, so full. But last Tuesday, when I was telling you about my salad, I told you about this glorious, great, fabulous salad that I made, and I was so excited about it. And then you said, and what about your dressing? And I was like, oh God, I felt like Fred Flintstone, you know, like, I shrunk down to about 1 inch of my regular size. And I said, well, I used Girard's. Oh. It's the low fat kind. And I kind of started in on that. And this is what I so appreciate about you, because there was no judgment on it. There was no command. There was no like get in your face like some people do.
Well, and you don't have to be perfect on a whole food plant base. We right. want you to make a difference in your life. So I'm going to let you finish, but then I want to go just for a few minutes back
yes.
to improving your immune system
yes.
so that we can battle the viruses and not be so afraid.
I love it. So you said to me, well, okay, I really want you to think about going whole food plant-based on your salad dressings. Because
yeah.
that, and I realized in the moment it was not health supportive. And in my head, I had rationalized it. And this is the part that I really want you guys to hear. We rationalize these tiny things, but the tiny things
right.
all add up to big things. That very afternoon, I left the studio. I went to the house. I made, frankly, it was a fabulous.
Oh, you gave me some. It was delicious.
It was a fabulous
and
creamy
And it's a beautiful
Italian,
color, too.
Right? Well,
I
had a whole
color.
Red bell pepper in it. It
oh,
was
that's
so good.
So pretty. Yeah.
So there's the lesson. The tiny things add up. So if you're like, well, I'll just have a little pepperoni, not healthy. Oh, I'll just have a little cheese,
no.
not healthy. A little saturated fat adds a lot of cholesterol into your system. So.
It does. And it's a lot of the foods that we're talking are toxic. And right now we want your immune system as boosted as possible. We want
yes.
you to fight what's going on. We
yes.
want you to be healthy and vibrant.
It's time to get deadly serious
about your
health.
It's time to be serious. I mean, nobody's perfect. Nobody is perfect. And Misty and I aren't perfect.
No.
We're learning and we're trying every day.
Yes.
So if you do something and you go, well, that didn't make me feel good, don't do it again. It's like if you hit your head with a hammer and it hurt, don't do it again.
Don't do that again, right? Put the hammer down, back away
from
the hammer.
My father used to tell me that. Yeah, what are you?
So what are your top strategies for immune boosting? Like what can any of our listeners do in the moment today?
Today.
What can they do today?
So today we know increasing your fluids. 32 ounces of water a day is going to be increasing your fluids. You'll
okay.
have the first line of our immune system is our mucous membranes.
Okay.
Right? Our nose, our eyes, our mouth.
Yes.
Right? So having enough fluid, they're going to be lubricated. They're going to be able to flush out all those viruses that are coming in. Correct?
Okay.
So
yep.
our mucous membranes, they get the water, they get the fluid, the lovely immune cells, the B and the T cells
yes.
with your immune system are going to be able to work, and they're going to be able to flush some of that out before it ever even gets into your system. The second thing you're going to do after the water is, and if you don't like water, P.S., you can add a little bit of green tea. You can add a little bit of lemon.
Yes.
I don't drink water very much in the wintertime because I'm cold.
Plain water. Right.
I'll even drink it hot.
Yeah. Oh,
I'll
yeah.
just warm my water up. Because cold water, and when I'm cold, is unpleasant.
Doesn't help you,
so
right.
I'll warm it up
yes.
and just drink warm water. But anyway, and we want you to increase your vegetables. We've got documented proof that if you increase your vegetables to 5 a day, you're going to improve your immune system.
Boom.
Bam. I mean, yeah. how easy is that? Giant salad, berries on your oatmeal, avocado toast with tomatoes, sprouts, and radishes.
Yes.
All kinds of ways you can incorporate more vitamins. So if you say, I don't want to be that vegan, I'm saying, okay, but let's increase your vegetables 5 a day.
Yes.
And then once you get to 5 a day, I'm going to try to say, could you do a couple more?
Could you go 7? Could you go 10?
Because you're going to have the weight you want. You're going to have the vibrance. You're going to feel better. And you know what? You're going to reduce the amount of meat you're eating.
Yes.
You're going to reduce your cholesterol. Because when you're filling up on these, and then you look at the brown meat, you go, yeah, whatever. Because I want you to think of nutrition. I want you to think of healthy foods as the wall to a castle.
Ooh, tell right? about that. Yes.
Well, they're just the building blocks that are protecting you, right? A castle has a wall and a moat to protect it so that other armies can't break down your defense. Well, your defense, your wall is healthy foods, nutritious foods. We're talking vegetables, fruit, grains, beans, tofu or soybeans, mm-hmm. tempeh, all mm-hmm. of those foods are the ones that are going to build up your immune system. Instead, is your moat dry and there's a bridge over it because you've been eating meat 3 times a day
oh,
and dairy?
God.
Do you have holes in your wall?
Do you have holes? Right. Are there pores? Well, really?
Right.
Yeah. Have you had to patch You know, right. You had to patch it up. And I can't help but think, as I'm thinking about this and I'm hearing you talk about this, I'm seeing the interior of arteries that are patched up with cholesterol.
Cholesterol and
creating
plaque.
High blood pressure.
Right, because the inflammation, and we know animal products cause inflammation.
Right.
So real fast, I'm going to talk about a couple of fruits and vegetables that are really good to help boost your immune. Now, remember, we go back to you've got to eat the whole thing. Don't peel an apple.
Don't drink apple juice.
No juice.
Don't do juice.
All it has is sugar in it.
Right.
And sometimes
that's immediately absorbable. Boom, you're going to get a rush.
Your vitamin C is gone because, you know, vitamin C with sunlight or light gets destroyed.
Yes.
So you've got nothing in there but sugar water that's flavored. So don't do it.
Don't do it.
So kiwis, great in vitamin C, folate, potassium. They're full of antioxidants. And who thinks of those furry little things? Now, I did read that you should eat the skin on a kiwi, but I haven't gone that far.
I might try it. I'm adventurous. I'll try it.
Well, you have to get rid of those little hairs.
The hairs are weird. I'm willing to try it. I'll be the one. I'll try it.
All right,
I'll
watch
tell you how
you.
It goes.
I was the youngest, so I'm always like, yeah, you go ahead. I'll
watch.
Yeah,
you go.
Garlic. Oh, my gosh. Garlic is huge. It's antimicrobial. It's antibacterial. It'll help you reduce your viral infections.
Nice.
Garlic is wonderful, and you can cook it. The one thing about garlic that's going to make it work even better is if you peel it and you dice it or crush it and leave it for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Because then it has even more. Remember when we talked about phytonutrients?
Yes.
That's the part of a plant. The plant gives phytonutrients to prevent bugs from attracting to
it.
So it's their defense mechanism. So when you're eating foods that have a defense mechanism, you're getting that. Okay? So like garlic, you want to chop it, let it just sit in room temperature for 10 minutes. That's all. Some of the greens, you want to chop them up and wait 10 minutes.
Like broccoli.
Yeah, and kale and cauliflower. Just stick it in the bowl, leave it alone for 10 minutes because it's going to produce more of those because it's trying to fix that injury you just caused.
Oh, yeah.
So then you're eating that protective measure. Isn't that cool?
It is super cool. I'm curious. I have a question for you. When you cut a head of lettuce off of the stem, is the head of lettuce still living?
No, I don't think so.
It still has the living nutrients in it, but
it does have the nutrients.
It's no longer connected onto the earth in
but,
that way.
You know, it's also tricky, though, because like celery,
yes,
you can actually put the bottom of the celery into dirt, and you'll get a new celery stalk.
Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But I don't think technically it's still alive because it's not getting nutrients from the ground. It doesn't have its roots, but it will put down roots.
But it still has those live and living. I mean, here's a better way to ask the question. If I took an onion out of my fridge and I looked at the onion skin under a microscope, are the pieces that are there moving or not moving?
I don't think they're moving anymore.
Don't think they're moving anymore? What about any of the other?
We'll have to check that.
Let's check that out. I want to know.
I like that.
Yeah, because I feel like they are living.
Yeah, they could be. We'll check it out. Okay. I think we need to test that theory.
Oh, you know me. I'm always blasting out new theories. All right, what else do you have on your list?
Onions, red and yellow.
Red and yellow.
Add them to everything. Anytime I cook, soups, casseroles, whatever, it's got onions and garlic. Ginger is wonderful. It's anti-inflammatory. Okay, so stuffiness, allergies, whatnot. And you can
make, have to peel it?
Actually you can freeze it with peeling and then just grate it. Great for hot tea in the winter time. It warms you up. Green tea has so many antioxidants. It's so good for your immune system. Any of your broccoli, cabbages, cauliflower, kale, collard greens.
The cruciferous veggies.
Wonderful. Cooked and not cooked. They're good for you. Just put them in like you did with your salads too. Just throw them in. They're immune boosting, but they're also anti-cancer. Which is really a nice thing to hear. And it doesn't mean that if you currently have cancer, eat a bunch of them. But what it means is it reduces the incidence of cancer, and it does help with cancer.
It helps with progression.
It.
We know Absolutely. It helps to stop and to slow down progression
of
cancers.
And repair those DNA we were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. It can repair DNA. Fermented food, love tempeh, love kimchi. That's that spicy fermented Korean
side
thing.
Yes, yes.
Love it. Berries. Brighter the better. Citrus, wonderful for you. Full of vitamin C, full of liquids, full of fiber. Just amazing. The other thing that we're learning more and more about are mushrooms. so good for you. Whether they're raw or cooked, actually, they're better for you cooked. Just sauteed in a little vegetable broth.
Yes.
Put them over potatoes. Put them on your salad.
Yes.
Sauteed mushrooms. So some of them are being researched to prevent cancer, too,
yes,
and to reverse cancer, like the turkey tail.
Turkey tails, yeah.
Shiitakes are wonderful. Any mushroom is good for you. Very great at reducing viruses that are in your body. And now we've got proof that they're also reducing cancer cells, the
amazing
growth of cancer cells. So mushrooms. Mushrooms on a baked potato with a little
goodness
bit of broccoli. Maybe I want some salsa.
Yeah, all those things. You know, one of my friends told me about a recipe, and I didn't do it for a long time, but she was telling me to take whole potatoes and put them in a little bit of foil and put them in the slow mm-hmm cooker. And I did it. But I added to that in the slow cooker a whole entire head of garlic.
Oh, I love garlic.
Oh, my God. Gary didn't love it. I ate like a whole entire potato, which was unbelievably good. It was so good. I could not get over how great was cooked that way. I put all the garlic all over it. But it was phenomenal.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Good. Yeah. Well, this has just been fantastic. The idea that it is time now for all of us to really take matters into our own hands. It is time for us to fight like it matters for our own health. It is time to take disease prevention seriously. It is time to be deadly serious about our own health. The planet is small. The world is small. And guess what? Viruses are tiny.
They are very tiny. And we're so close together. Meaning in our big cities, it's so easy to pass viruses and bacteria back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to prepare ourselves. Mm-hmm. We have to be healthy.
We have to be healthy. And when we talk about the planet is small and the people are compact and viruses are tiny, we have to take sometimes big actions to combat against tiny things and sometimes tiny actions and sometimes and all times compound actions. So what we do on a daily basis matters. This is what I would tell you. Your health decisions make a difference on a day-to-day basis, and consistency compounds. So when you say, well, I'm going to eat healthy, and you take a week and you eat healthy, but then you blow it on the weekend, you're like, well, it's my weekend.
No,
I'm going to have pizza and fries and burgers and whatever. That isn't helping you. What does help you is a compound effort, right?
And you're mortgaging your life and your health when you decide to binge on weekends. I'm just going to say it.
Thank you for saying that. It doesn't serve you. So if consistency compounds, then what you do every day matters. So health doesn't develop in a day. Health develops daily. It develops by our attitudes, our habits, and our actions. Remember when we started out talking about a vision board is great, but when it really comes down to is our action. So take action this week toward your health. It's time to get deadly serious about your health. Thank you for being part of this journey with us today on the Ocean Mist Power Hour. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being concerned about your own health, because when you are, you can affect the health of the people around you, whether it's your own immediate family, your community, your state, or your nation. Thanks again.
Absolutely.
We'll see you soon.
The opinions expressed here are those of the individual participants. Curry Coast Community Radio takes no position on issues discussed in this program. The information provided is not intended to substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your personal physician or other qualified healthcare professional before changing your healthcare treatment, diet, or lifestyle.